Penguin Audio presents Theodore Boone, the Activist, by John Grisham. Read by Richard Thomas. Chapter 1. The opponent was the team from Central, the other school in town, and the great rival of Strattonburg Middle School. Whenever there was a game, or a match, or contest of any sort against Central, the tensions were higher, the crowds were bigger, and things just seemed more important. This was true even for a debate. 1 month earlier, the SMS 8th-grade debate team had won at Central in a packed auditorium, and when the decision was announced by the judges, the crowd was not happy. There were a few boos, though these were quickly hushed. Good behavior and sportsmanship were expected, regardless of the contest. Strattonburg's captain was Theodore Boone, who was also the anchor, the closer, the go-to guy when the pressure was on. Theo and his team had never lost, though they were not quite undefeated. 2 months earlier, they had tied with the SMS girls' team after a rowdy debate on the issue of raising the driving age from 16 to 18. But Theo wasn't thinking about other debates at the moment. He was on stage, seated at a folding table. Aaron on one side and Joey on the other, all three young men in coats and ties and looking quite snappy, and all three staring across the stage at the team from Central. Mr. Mount, Theo's advisor, friend, and debate coach, was speaking into a microphone and saying, "And now, the final statement by Strattonburg from Theodore Boone." Theo glanced at the crowd. His father was sitting in the front row. His mother, a busy divorce lawyer, was tied up in court and upset that she was missing her only child in action.